What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou, and y'all already know this is Poverty Talk 101. I want to say thank you to all my fans, my supporters, everybody that's been really holding me down and being patient with me coming back on air, setting up my visual for YouTube. We got a lot of new things coming. And I'm really, really excited. I hope y'all can hear it in my voice, but I'm really excited to be back on the air and talking to you guys and discussing issues and, you know, just busting it up. Like, I'm really, really excited about my new journey and just everything that I have to offer with Music Over Poverty and all the changes and things that it is going to make in my city and other cities. You know, the influences that I hope to have on people, not only in Philadelphia, but in other urban communities all over the world. Because I feel like, you know, in the urban communities in every state, we are all suffering from the same issues every day, which is poverty, violence, hunger, mental illnesses, police brutality. I mean, you name it, I'm sure every ghetto has these issues. So let me get right into it. So tonight, I'm back on air after a few weeks, and it's been a lot of things going on in my city as far as the violence is concerned. We are losing a lot of the brothers. We are losing a lot of the sisters, a lot of the children. We've had, you know, murders from stabbings to shootings to robberies to kidnappings to bodies, you know, showing up. That were, you know, missing, that's now has been discovered. It's just really devastating, even to bodies that have been, I guess you can say, missing for years and days, and, you know, just turning up, or bodies turned over in cars, children are being hit by, you know, by drunk drivers, and people are just going, you know, keep going. It was, you know, it's been incidents where we are actually, you know, losing children, and people are not even stopping to, you know, at the accident to claim, you know, their mistake or whatever. So on top of all the violence that's going on in the city right now, we actually had 4 females in the West Philadelphia area, in the Southwest Philadelphia area, and also a male found in the Spring Garden area, murdered. The women were raped. One woman was found in Southwest. She was found in a suitcase in a project. I guess you can call it the projects. And for other people that don't know what the projects are, I'm not talking like a science project. I'm talking like housing projects where they house the low-income black people, Spanish, whatever. Because if you're low-income, more than likely you live in the projects in whatever city you live in. And this is really disturbing, you know, because a person was doing their job and they heard, they smelt this foul smell, and come to find out it was a woman, dead in a suitcase. So the police and the media and the public, because at this point, you know, you watch so many, you know, shows and things like that where you learn about serial killers and mass murderers and things like that, you start to learn the characteristics with these things. So not only has the police come to the conclusion that we do have a serial killer in Philadelphia. Now, I don't know how familiar you guys are with Philadelphia or the history with serial killers, but this is not the first one. We had the Kensington Slasher. We had the Kensington Strangler. I know it was one guy that was going into the windows of women and raping them. And they haven't even cured him. They never even caught the Kensington Slasher. But I believe what I read earlier doing my research that this man had died off. He passed away. He was an older man, I guess. And I guess he knew he was dying, but he wanted to take a few souls with him, you know? And that's the wicked part. One thing about serial killers, they keep killing until they get caught. Because a lot of times they can't help their repulsive behavior when they continue to do it over and over again. So with women coming up missing, or not even missing, they're coming up, you know, found dead in alleyways, in between cars in the street. You know, it's we have come to the conclusion that Philadelphia does have an active serial killer right now. So I'm suggesting everybody to pay close attention, Be attentive. You know, don't walk the streets alone. You know, because even though he's in that area, who's to say that he's not moving around? Who's to say he's not plotting in a new neighborhood? Who's to say he's on foot and he's not in a vehicle, you know, out praying for his next victim? So I just want you guys in Philadelphia that are listening, the women, to keep in mind that this is going on, you know. Don't be oblivious to things like this, because it can take a turn for the worse. And we don't need any more victims of these kind of crimes if we can prevent them, of course. Also, I got news today that a young lady is missing right now, a mother of five children, haven't been heard from her family or friends in days. And I'm praying and hoping that she's alive, you know. And the way this world is going today, it's really a zero chance that she is, you know. She's just probably somewhere needed to be found. So I don't want to put that out there and say this is what it is, but I'm also sending my condolences and my prayers to this young woman's family. And I also wanted to talk about the mental illnesses that goes on in our communities, and that it gets ignored for so long that people tend to snap. You know, some people have fantasies and things like that that they, you know, where they're fighting within themselves, but they can't fight that inner demon because they don't know how, because they don't have the proper tools, because they don't have the proper guidance, the proper doctors that can prescribe them things to kill urges, or, you know, to calm, or to even, you know, be rehabilitated. Not so much a rehabilitation when it comes to serial killers, but just to be in an environment where you can't harm anyone when you have those urges, whether it's a mental hospital or the prison, you know. So this is something really deeply that I'm going to continue to talk about for the next couple episodes, just because I want to keep covering these stories. And if you guys are on Instagram, you follow me on Instagram at LadyLou_215. And I also suggest you to follow No Gun Zone on Instagram. It's a really, really good page, a really good page that brings awareness to all of the killings and the shootings and everything that's taking place in our city and all over the world. They do a great job at covering these kind of things, you know. So outside of you doing your own research, I suggest that you follow this page. I suggest that you keep listening to these episodes, you know, the next few episodes that I'm doing, because it's going to be beneficial for everybody. And I also want you guys to comment, to, you know, go on the YouTube page, Music Over Poverty, leave your comments and your concerns there. Any other things that you want to talk about, that you want to bring to the light as far as awareness, so we can get, you know, started with dealing with these issues that's in our community. Because the number one issue is mental health. You know, outside of poverty, mental health plays a part on the X of certain individuals, you know, and why they do the things that they do and how it's being played out. So I hope that wasn't too much, or I wasn't talking too fast, but it's really something that I'm passionately want to talk about and want to address for the next couple weeks. So thanks for supporting your girl, Lady Lou. I'm so happy to be back on air. I love you guys. Hold tight. Peace.